There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
A lot of times, you know, I get a little flack at home about, you know, speaking to what's on my mind. And then you and Scott, you go out, you craft a whole show around exactly that, and then you give the folks a mic just to get out what's on their mind. I think that's an awesome premise, man. That's an awesome premise. and not to mention, Scott gave me a mic, you know, to just tell the folks what's on my mind every morning, kind of a release valve from my family, who are forever grateful. But I said that to say this. This is the show that asks you what's on your mind. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. And you can tell us what's on your mind. That's me.
What you may not have heard is your family has begged us to just stick you in a corner with a mic and tell you that you can do it 24 hours a day. the 23 hours you're not normally on, Leon, just off in a corner just by yourself, but just don't tell you. We told them that, no, we can't lie to them like that. That's not good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember the boys a couple of weeks ago saying, Dad, give it a rest. You got a radio show. You know, get it all out before you get home. And I'm one of those guys that kind of rant at the TV, and they're just, like, shaking their heads. So, anyway, I'm grateful for the mic, and my family thanks you. So there you go. But we got a ton to talk about today, and the show is what's on your mind. So if you ever hear me going off on a tangent, just pick up the phone and tell me, hey, the show is not called What's on Leon's Mind. The show is called What's on Our Mind. So give it a rest, man. Give it a rest. And the phone numbers again are 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. What about this snow? When I was driving in this morning, Todd, I'm thinking, and the song in my head is, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Is that cheesy? That's what I was like singing that song in my head. I couldn't get it out. I'm
still singing
it right now.
Why do people insist that Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow is a Christmas song? It's not a Christmas song. It's a winter song. It's got nothing to do with Christmas. It's coincidence.
When you're thinking about Christmas, you're thinking about, you know, hot chocolate and looking out of the window and there's a blanket of snow on the ground and the kids are inside opening presents. And I mean, it's all the backdrop has to be the white stuff on the ground, man. The big, the huge snowflakes coming down just kind of sets the mood.
I still didn't get that remote controlled truck with the plow in front of it so I can use a joystick and sit in the window and take care of snow removal by remote control. I'm still waiting
for that cool
one.
How cool would that be? I got the boys a couple of drones for Christmas, and I think I played with those things a lot more than the kids did. Actually,
so you're that kind of father, huh? Something you want to play with for Christmas and give it to them like it's theirs, except, maybe not.
I am one of those fathers. I'm sitting in Radio Shack and I'm looking at things and I'm like, Colin, you like that truck, right? And he's like, actually, no. I'm like, you're going to get the truck. And so he goes and gets the truck. I'm kidding.
Father of the year, Leon.
I'm kidding. I do like the man. I love these little quadcopters. But that's not what we're talking about today. I could do a whole show on drones and bottle rockets and how. I'll digress.
What you're saying is you could drone, is what you.
I could drone on and on and on, but I'd rather hear Roberto out in Linton and hear what's on his mind than go on and on about drones and quadcopters and remote control trucks with scoops on them and that sort of thing. So, wait, did Roberto drop off? What's going on?
Well, that was quick.
That was quick. He got tired of me.
Didn't have much on his mind.
Not a whole lot. Anyway.
I like that idea, though, and you know, we could get two remote control trucks have a remote control dump truck. So you got like a little, I don't know, Jeep kind of thing that scoops the snow up off the sidewalk or driveway and then dumps it into the dump truck, which takes it and moves it away. And
we could probably finally get kids to actually go out there and shovel the driveway.
Well, that's just it. They'll have mastered it on their video games already, so now it's just video game brought to real life.
Oh, man, you gave me an awesome idea. I think I'll get started on that as soon as the show is over.
Once you get that mastered, let me know, and I'll buy the next one off you, because
Hey, man, I'm going to YouTube it. And so, yeah, you'll be able to see it. I'm going to do a little Kickstarter plan and the whole thing. Might even go on Shark Tank and, you know, talk to those folks about some startup capital.
Start our reality show, Snow Tank.
A Snow Tank, absolutely.
There we go.
What's on our mind today? Obviously, the whole Paris attack and you know, those loony folks over there think that it's okay. It's okay to kill people just because they disagree with you. I want to know how you feel about that. I mean, I'm looking at folks like Howard Dean. And Todd, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think that there's some level of mental illness with folks that are denying that it's Muslim extremism that is the problem? Do you think that there's some level of mental illness there?
Yeah, I
believe so. I'm listening to Howard Dean, and this is the guy that went, "Wah!" Okay. You know, and
you're still listening to him because plenty of people quit right after the screech.
I had my ears specifically tuned
to tune out that frequency the rest of my life, so I didn't have to hear it.
Every time I want to get a good laugh, I look at that. Yeah, I'm like, man, this guy could have been president. Think about that.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, it might be refreshing to have a president that just goes up there and...
I'm thinking about George Bush doing something like that. And what would be said
about... I don't know that he can quite match that tone, though. You know, that's kind of a unique tone. I don't know if that's in his wheelhouse or not. I certainly couldn't picture Reagan doing that. Carter. You know, most presidents wouldn't have done that. You know, the big roar thing. It wouldn't have happened.
Carter would have had to be amped up on peanut sugar or something in order to get to that. But Reagan, I can't see. I could see George Bush going with a cowboy, you know, type yeehaw.
Right. Right. He'd have his own little Texas twist on it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think Roberto says I talk too much. So, hey, man.
Well, that may be. I don't know.
I'm giving you the mic. Talk as long as you want. I'm going to digress. I'm going to shut up. So, Roberto, let's go. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, you talk way too much. You're supposed to be on what's on the Scott show and on what's on the People show. Look out. He was in high places. Have a nice New Year. Beware. You were in high places. Be ready. You were in high places, buddy. You evil spin master, you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not following. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee this morning.
I've heard this particular caller a time or two before. It's what's on Scott's mind, he insists. But the fact of the matter is, it's what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Leon, I'm interested what Tom's got up his sleeve.
You and me both. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hello?
Tom, talk to us.
Yes. Okay, yes, yes, sir. I just wanted to let the gentleman know that there really is a remote control. Well, you could use it for snow removal. Bobcat came out with this a few years ago for removing material, say, on barges or in the middle of ships. They're all remote control.
Shut the front door. Really?
Yeah.
You are from the South, aren't you, Leon? Shut the front door. I think we pretty much did that already here in North Dakota.
Bless your heart, Todd. Anyway.
So, yeah, I know what you Southerners really mean when you say that, too.
Do you
Tom,
now?
Is this something that could be consumer grade, though? Because, I mean, obviously, if you've got an infinite checkbook, you can get a remote control just about anything, I suppose, but...
Well, I really don't know. I mean, this came out of their magazine a few years ago, and it was a gentleman standing on a ship, and while it was for workman's comp issues and high dust and such, so that the machine operator wouldn't be in, but the machine could be down inside, and then it wouldn't take coffee breaks either. So,
nice.
But, no, this had a Bobcat bucket or for whatever it was the application. It could remove product from the barge or ship or whatever it was. It looked like a great idea for snow removal. Just thought I'd put in my 2 cents.
That sounds like a great idea. We could get, like, the parking lot done and everything here then.
I think that sounds awesome. And scale it. Thanks, Tom. You scale it down for, you know, like, personal use, because I'm thinking the price point on something like that.
Well, that was my point. Is it consumer grade? But I do like the thought of getting a huge driveway done in one sweep. That would be awesome.
How sweet is that? We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind, My Crazy Antics, and Todd, a radio god, right after this break.
Blame Phil Parker for that rhyming name. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Meg is on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or shoot a text to me at 701-226-8503, brought to you today in part by MyPillow. We're going to find out if Scott Hennon brought his MyPillow pillow with him to Frisco, Texas. He'll be live on What's in Your Mind tomorrow from the forthcoming NDSU four-peat game, or whatever we want to call it, I guess. You can get your very own, and in fact, it's 2-for-1 in their original classic pillows at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or you can call 1-800-506-9028. Or again, MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code Scott, though, for that 50% savings. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So get your very own. Trust me, because I've got one, too. I don't always get to use it because sometimes it gets whisked out from underneath my head during the night, and then I find out I'm on the other pillow. Blech. So get your own. MyPillow.com. 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott. Todd Mitchell and Leon Francis pitch hitting for Scott Hennig today on What's on Your Mind. So how about that six-wheel drive remote-controlled snow thing that I shot you the link for?
Oh, man, I'm looking at the Super Droid robot.
Drive.
Yeah. Six-wheel wow. That thing, man. And the entire time I'm watching it, I'm like, I could build that. I could do that.
Well,
man.
You know, Leon, I got a birthday coming up the end of Feb, so, you know, an early present there. If you get real bored, build one. And
right back at you. I got a birthday coming up at the beginning of February.
Oh,
the first of February.
We both picked the best month, right?
Absolutely. John out in Grand Forks, what's on your mind this morning?
You know, I was going to talk about snow removal, but my wife wanted a My Pillow for Christmas, so I bought two king-size for king-size beds. Two
there you
big
go.
Pillows. And, man, that works out great. Every once in a while she says, you don't cuddle anymore. And I grabbed my king-size pillow and he says, here, use my pillow.
Are we going to have to start reading a disclaimer now? You know, we're not responsible for a lack of cuddling after this gets delivered.
That is nuts.
No, they are nice.
You get those really big, really long My Pillows. I bet that would be nice, man. Yeah, especially I'm thinking about, and my mind's always working this way. You can market that to ladies who are pregnant or in a family way, and it could be pretty cool. It could save guys like me. I got three kids, and I remember those days. It could save your back a lot of stress, man.
Oh,
that's
boy.
True. That's all very true.
Okay.
Yeah, this is kind of going. Yeah. All right. We're gonna drop that. John, anything else you want?
Well, I was gonna say years ago, I had an idea. I was watching a snow being removed from the streets, and they had this big blower, and they had 3-4 dump trucks lined up, and they'd take off. And what a waste of time! I thought, you know, they should have a machine that picks up the snow, runs it through, and heats it, and the water is transferred in a big tank pulled behind the machine. And then when the water tank is full, then they stop at the sewer drain and just run it through the sewer drain.
Nice.
That would save a lot. Now, somebody probably invented it. But anyway, that was my comment. But remote control, what about GPS? Plumbers use. You could just sit in your house and map your driveway and whatever.
Now that's a good idea. Sure. That is an awesome idea, especially with the Super Droid robots. That would be awesome.
I can't believe you didn't think of that, Leon, Mr. Tech Guy.
I can't believe I didn't think of that myself. I'm thinking about it now, and you'll get some royalties when I do the Kickstarter program.
I was trying to keep the kids busy here, you know, make them shovel snow, and then we'd be able to tell them, yeah, well, in the old days, I had to go out and manually shovel snow. I didn't have this little thing where I could sit in the window and hit a joystick.
I got to get back to my pillow guy, so... Talk to you
later. Hey, man, is John paid by My Pillow? Because that guy, I mean, that's a commercial right there.
Well, I mean, it's a listener testimonial. We did not solicit this from John. It's his own words. Now you know it's not just me, Scott, and Leon telling you it's good. It's good.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. The most fun I've ever had shoveling snow was on the back of a quad with a scoop. Now, that's fun. But
sure.
Anyway.
But let's imagine being able to sit inside and just sit in a window there with a joystick. But that's a good point, though. I mean, you could computer program it to just sit and do it for you.
That would be awesome. And it's not so much about making the kids go out there as it is having fun with technology. Exactly. I got to weigh that. I got to put that on a scale, man, and weigh it out. Randy out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, in lieu of another robbery again last night, I'd really like to see it'd be nice to have the acting chief of police on and see how the community can come together in community watch groups and whatnot. Now, you know what, I think it's really time to take our city back. And I think the police do a wonderful job. They, I'm just amazed at how fast they solve some of these cases and everything. But I'd like to hear how the community could help them better and start running the riffraff out of this town.
You know what I think? And this happened here in Fargo. But I think we need some Zimmerman, a night watchman classes. And I think it'll take care of a lot of this. You know, get a couple of people with some CCWs, you know, trained up to be night tellers and that sort of thing. And have the Zimmerman Neighborhood Watch, what would we call it? Todd, help me out. It's got to have.
Oh, you're really going to use the Zimmerman name on this one, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, don't anybody ever accuse Leon of being politically correct every time, you know?
Well, you know, something well coordinated, maybe some radios and stuff like that. But, I think the community could help the police better. And, maybe it's just me, but I'm just seeing some stuff I don't like anymore. And I've talked to some police and they've told me, they're well aware of what's happening in this town about larger city riffraff coming into this town and trying to get things going, and I see that, and I would just like to see a program where you have the acting chief on or something like that, and we can get some communication going, and how can we help them better? And that's all I got. Jim, have a great day.
Randy, you bring up some awesome, awesome points, and I think that is a good starting point. I know for a fact that there are some gang members from the West Coast that have been moving into this area in quite large and scary numbers. I think that, have the police chief on, have some police officers on, and talk to the folks about the criminal element that is moving into Fargo. I agree with the sentiment of taking your city back. I remember back in 98, moving here, and people didn't even lock their doors, left their cars running. Can't do that now. Todd?
I've seen what you drive. I leave the key in it. Oh, I'm just kidding. Hey, I've never seen what you drive. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com.
You know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Why can't that be a Christmas song? Just do a little word change there. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott Hennin off to Frisco, Texas. And he'll be live on What's in Your Mind tomorrow on the eve of the four-peat. Meanwhile, Leon is in the house.
How cool is that, man? He's down there in Frisco having fun. I mean, I envy that guy right now.
You and I do the real work, and he goes off and has fun and stuff like that. And now everybody knows who gets the real work done behind the scenes. It's Leon and Todd.
Hey, I didn't say that, Scott. Scott, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm kidding.
Chris is the one that emailed me and said I need to say that at least twice during the show today, so.
Yeah, let's put it all on. Yeah, that's cool. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Get you live on air and into the conversation today. And we're having a conversation with Steve Hallstrom as he previews the NDSU Bison Championship game. So, Steve, are you going to be down there?
Yeah, good morning, Leon. Good morning, Todd. Hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, I'm headed down tomorrow. And excited to join up with Scott down there. Scott, of course, will be broadcasting tomorrow doing What's on Your Mind from Frisco. And I'll be there Saturday on the air doing our Steve Sports Saturday on AM 1100 here in Fargo. And I had to chuckle as you guys were talking. I thought I was the only one that Scott gave a glowing description of so that when I talked about him on the air, I knew exactly what script to follow. So I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one. So we can have some fun with Scotty while he's not here to defend himself, can't we?
Oh, wow. You guys forget. Scott comes back to Fargo. He's not going to be in Bismarck. So, you know, I'm going to catch the brunt of this, man. Come on now. Help me out.
Well, bless your heart to speak in the southern language that you can understand.
Bless my heart, oh, man.
Oh, okay. I just got a text. Isn't Scott technically on assignment? That's a good point. He's not, like, off today. He's on assignment, but whatever.
Okay. Well,
he gets all the tough assignments is the point, though.
Yeah, he gets all the toughest. Right. He'll be on tomorrow. So you guys keep that in mind. And he'll be down there in Frisco. So, and Steve, I want to know, you know, what are your predictions? Let's set this thing up. You know, I believe that the Bison are going to bring home another win. That's my prediction. But I want you to get into the minutiae. You know, tell us why. You know, what's going to contribute to this awesome Bison win?
Yeah, well, Leon, that's a really great question, and I'll say it this way. These are two really good and really even football teams. If NDSU has an advantage here, It is the experience. Having been there three straight years, having won the last three national championships, that's a pretty good position to be in when you're going down there against a team that hasn't been there before. Illinois State, however, is probably the hottest team in the FCS playoffs. They've won some really tough road games in some really difficult places, places where opposing teams generally don't fare very well, teams with good tradition like Eastern Washington and New Hampshire. Those are really tough places to win football games, and they've done it. They've been really impressive along the way. They beat Northern Iowa by 20 points, and Northern Iowa beat NDSU earlier this year. Northern Iowa also beat Illinois State in the regular season. So this is an Illinois State team that comes in feeling like they kind of feel like they're a team of destiny, that they're playing some really good football. So I think it's going to be a really, really good football game. Two teams that they kind of do the same kind of things. They like to run the ball, but they will throw it and throw it fairly well when need be. And I think it's going to be a really entertaining football game. I think NDSU finds a way to win it as well, just because for no other reason than that experience factor. A lot of the guys, even if they didn't have major roles in the game the last couple of years, were part of the action, and a lot of guys, of course, played. So I think NDSU wins a close game, 27-24, 27-23, something like that.
Oh, nice. You think we're healthy enough to pull it off?
That's a really great question. NDSU has been dinged up at the receiver position here in the postseason, and that's not a good position to go in. Their leading receiver, their best receiver, Zach Vrah, is still bothered by a hamstring injury. He's on the trip, and he's been working out down there, trying to do a little bit, but it sounds like he was limited yesterday. They'll have another practice today where they'll have kind of their final chance to really see what they have. Whatever you have today, 2 days before game day, is what you're going to have, generally speaking, on Saturday. So I think a lot of us are going to be watching the press releases and the news feeds coming out of Frisco today to find out what Zach Vrah was able to do. If he's able to play and give NDSU something good, that will really help. But a hamstring injury that is on the mend is a very difficult thing for somebody to come back from, because you generally haven't been able to do a lot of conditioning. So you wonder about his legs, even if he's able to play, how his conditioning will be in the third and fourth quarter. NDSU is banged up a little bit, no question about it, especially on the offensive side at that very key position. However, it is a game generally where you have 35 to 40 players that are going to play regularly and have a say in it. So one or two players in theory shouldn't make that much of a difference. However, we all know that when you're losing your best receiver, that's a tough spot to be in.
And I'm thinking about hamstrings and hamstring injuries anyway, and bad turf. What do you know? I'm sure you've heard about, you know, some folks think that there is some bad turf down there. What have you heard about that?
Well, last year, Leon, if you remember right, the folks in Frisco had to replace the grass because they had an ice storm that rolled through, and it really killed any live grass that was in effect down there in that North Dallas area. This year there haven't been any similar storms. The field looks great, and from what we understand from the reports coming out of Frisco, that the field is just carrying on a normal existence. There hasn't been any real drama as far as the field goes. It'd be nice if you could interview grass. I don't think you could do that. It'd be kind of interesting to find out what the grass might say. But it looks like that should be a non-factor, whereas last year, anyone that was down there knows that between plays or during commercial breaks, they actually had people running out there to repair the divots, like a big golf course where you had huge chunks of sod being rolled up. So it was not good last year. And you're right, Leon, that if you've got a bad ankle or a bad hamstring or something like that, groin injury, that's going to be difficult when you're on footing that doesn't hold. But I don't think we're going to see any of the same kind of theatrics with the field on Saturday.
Good deal. Good deal. I say, you know, we're going to bring this thing home. Are we headed into break? I know that's not probably something.
We've got a few minutes yet.
But we got a few.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes yet. 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yet. Five.
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, back to the Chicago Bulls, and you know, every time that they repeated their championship, it was just this huge thing. How significant in history is a four-peat here for our beloved Bison?
Well, it's never been done, Leon, at the Division I level. Whether you're talking the FBS, which is the major college programs, or the FCS, which is the old 1AA where NDSU resides, no team has ever won four straight championships. It's been done a couple of times with a three-peat, but never four. The only time in NCAA football history at any level where somebody did it was a team out of, ironically, the Chicago area at the Division II level or Division III. I can't remember offhand. But there was a team that won four straight national championships at one of the lower levels. But it's never been done at the Division I level, either FBS or FCS. So it would certainly put NDSU in an elite place in FCS history. And a lot of people will tell you that NDSU right now is the face of FCS football, and rightfully so after doing what they've done. If they can do this, not only will it be something remarkable in this era, but this is something that could last, you know, decades, centuries, however you want to measure it. Very, very rare, extremely hard to do, and you can't do it without great coaching, great recruiting, and a whole lot of luck. And NDSU has had a lot of those things working in its favor the last 3 years.
Craig Bohl, Gene Taylor, seniors leaving. Yeah, how big an impact is that going to have?
Well, I think at this point, Leon, you'd say they have a season under their belt. They've been through all the ups and downs, and they've made it here. I think, and by the way, I'll mention, I just found the note about the team that won four in a row. That was Augustana College of Rock Island, Illinois, back from 83 to 86, won four straight titles at the Division III level. So just to finish that conversation. But I think, Leon, when you talk about pressure and getting back and familiarity, I think if Chris Kleiman and his coaching staff would have lost the game along the way, I think they would have felt like, okay, that was the pressure. We kind of did what we felt like we needed to do. It would have looked bad. It's tough standards, but it would have looked bad had they not been able to get back here. I think if they lose on Saturday, I think most fans will say, you know, two good teams, NDSU had a great year. Yeah, it would have been nice to get four in a row. But I don't think you'll see those comparisons of, well, Craig Bohl would have won that game. You'll hear a right. few people say that. But I don't think you'll hear a lot of people saying, what a disappointment Coach Kleiman is, what a disappointment this staff is if they don't win this game on Saturday.
Oh, man. I think that they're doing a phenomenal job anyway. So you won't hear any of those criticisms out of me. I want to talk about team spirit a little bit. I'm thinking about Todd over there at the K-Fire Studios with his pom-poms and that sort of thing. But you're down there.
You're the only one thinking about that, I hope. Holy cow.
I forgot wow. the whole cheerleader outfit.
I don't even want that image in my head. Holy cow.
But I'm thinking about crowd size from North Dakota. How do you think it's going to stack up this year as opposed to last year? What are the predictions?
It's going to be an overwhelming NDSU crowd as it has been the last few years. I was there last year when we did Steve Sports Saturday on Saturday morning, the day of the national championship, and it was 90% Bison fans. There was pocket of Towson fans kind of right behind their bench. One and a half sections maybe, and then the rest of the stadium was NDSU fans. I know that Illinois State fans love their team, but Illinois is a state that's very spread out as far as football allegiance. And so you're not going to have, I don't think, 8,000 to 10,000 fans who have made the trip down there. I think it'll be 15,000 to 16,000 NDSU fans, and then 3,000 to 4,000 Illinois State fans. So I expect a big home crowd advantage, if you will, in Fargo South, as they're calling it down there right now.
Brilliant.
Hey, we own that place.
Brilliant. I want to see a caravan that is so long and so just blatantly green and gold that you could see it from the space station. That'd be awesome.
Well, there anyway. Is a mobile app that would give you that, Leon. I forget the name of it, but I looked it up last year when I drove down myself, and it was kind of neat to see where anybody was at. If you were driving down, you registered, you put it on the mobile app, and then as you were driving down, if you were stopped at a gas station, you could pull out your phone and see where all the cars were on the road from NDSU down to Frisco. So there is a way to do that through the magic of technology now with the mobile app.
Love it. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More on the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, under the red, white, and blue banners, are fueling America's energy revolution. That's right. PetroServe USA connects North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump, including E15. You'll find them in Mandan, in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead, in Castleton and Valley City and Wahpeton, over in Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, up in Bemidji, too. Just look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. And come on in for the friendly smiles and great eats. The 4-for-4 special's fantastic every day. Four items for $4. Get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink or a big coffee, and two cookies. 4-for-4. It's a great deal. And the grab-and-go specials this month include Special K protein drinks, 2 for $3, and Special K protein bars, just 99 cents in your choice of flavors. The Deli Express Double XL sandwiches, $1.99 each. And Werther's candies, $1.59 for the caramels, $2.59 for the caramel popcorn. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott Hennen on assignment, Frisco, Texas. Leon Francis, Todd Mitchell, Pensioning. It's brought to you in part today by BNSF Railway, hiring thousands of new employees this year. Over 400 have been hired here in North Dakota. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, bnsf.com/careers. Pay a visit to it. Travel alert, western and central North Dakota, including Williston, Dickinson, Minot, Bismarck, Jamestown, surrounding areas, blowing and drifting snow, reducing visibility. No travel advised in Dunn County, Stark, Golden Valley, Billings, and Oliver. All no travel advised. You do want to make a check of anything before you attempt to do any travel. And, of course, blizzard conditions in the north central and northeastern parts of the state and the northern James River Valley as well. We will keep you up to date. Meanwhile, the road to Frisco, Leon, what do you think?
I think it's paved with green and gold, man. I love it. And I think what I want to know is, I know a lot about the Bison. I don't know a lot about ISU. So I want to ask, what do we know about ISU? What can we use against them? And I'm speaking to Steve Hallstrom right now, who is the guru when it comes to Bison football. So I'm asking him that question. What do we know about ISU and how they stack up to our herd here?
Well, I don't know about guru, Leon. I appreciate the kind words. That's a strong one, but I appreciate the good thoughts there. Illinois State is a very good and very complete football team. They're not a one-trick pony. It's not as though if you can take one thing away, they don't have anything else to rely on. They're one of the top 10 rushing offenses in the country. They're one of the top 20 defenses in the country. They can throw the ball very well also. They run the ball very well, very efficiently. They've got a very good running back named Marshawn Copperidge, who's run for about 2,200 yards this year. And just to give you some perspective on that, John Crockett is having the best rushing season in NDSU history, and he's got about 1,920. So this guy Copperidge already has a couple hundred yards more than John Crockett, who's had the best rushing year of anybody in Bison history. Copperidge has 27 touchdowns. He runs for about 155 yards a game. They've got a quarterback in Trey Roberson, who's a very good passer. He's top 10 in passing efficiency in the country. He's completed about 60% of his passes, about 27 touchdowns. Throws for about 220 yards a game. So rushing offense, they can run it very well. They rush for about 239 a game. They pass for 227, so very balanced. Defensively, you can put some points up on them. Eastern Washington in the quarterfinals scored 46 against them in a game that Illinois State won 59-46. They have played some very good defense from time to time this year, although I think if you talk to the NDSU people, they'll tell you that they believe that NDSU can move the ball on Illinois State. Their coach, Brock Spack, is kind of an old-school, tough-nosed guy, likes to run the football, likes to play good defense. So it'll be two teams that just want to kind of pound the other one into submission. And if things go well on the ground, these teams would love to run it about 60 plays and throw it to 5 or 10 if the running game is working really well. So it should be a very good game. And as we said earlier, this is really not just the championship of the FCS, but the championship of the Missouri Valley Conference, both teams from the same conference. And this is the first time that that's ever happened, where you have two teams from the same league playing in the title game.
Good deal, good deal. And if you can't make it down there, where can you go to watch the game on TV?
Yeah, this one will be broadcast on ESPN 1 or 2. I'm taking a look. ESPN 2, and the game starts at noon, and we'll be on the air, Steve Sports Saturday, and you can listen to us AM 1100 or by mobile app as well. You can listen to us on Saturday morning, and we'll have a pregame show, if you will, starting at 9 a.m. And we'll be previewing the game there as well. But the game starts at noon on ESPN2.
And for our K-Fire listeners, we will have the game right here on K-Fire 550 as well.
Perfect.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to be hashtagging it up. I mean, you know any good hashtags to show a little my Bison pride?
Well, I think if you just started with Bison Pride, you'll find some friends out there in cyberspace somewhere, Leon.
Good deal. I'm gold rushing it up. I'm Bison Priding it up. Todd, what do you have for a hashtag?
I need to do some looking. I need to get some fresh material there when it comes to that. So.
I think it's hashtag why isn't it going to be warmer down there, because last year was nice. It was low 50s, a lot of sun. I got a little sunburn on my face.
Yeah, and what, the teens this morning down there?
35 degrees and maybe a little snow, so I don't know about that.
What is the weather going to be like when they're on the field? Has anybody researched that, checked that out?
It's supposed to be a little bit warmer than now, but, I mean, this morning it was like in the mid-teens there, so I guess we brought our weather with us when we went down there.
That's got to be our advantage, though, right? Good deal.
I would think. Although it's never 15 degrees in the Fargo Dome, usually.
In the northern climes. I don't think the weather's going to be an issue. I don't think one team will do better in weather than another. You could make the argument that Illinois State is used to playing outdoor games, maybe even more than NDSU is, because NDSU playing in the Fargo Dome does not play in the elements very often. So I don't think there should be really any advantage weather-wise. They're not calling for much precipitation. Saturday, there's just a 10%, 20% chance of some precipitation.
But it's only supposed to be in the 30s. In fact, 23 now, they're seeing a high Saturday of 37. So, whoa.
Nice.
Steve Hallstrom, thank you so much. Yeah, no doubt. Steve Hallstrom, thank you so much. Go Bison.
Thanks, guys.
More What's in Your Mind of the Way, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.